Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Good morning, Grand Rising, peace, and welcome. Welcome to the Hero's Journey, a 60-day journey to healing, transformation, and self-discovery. Today is a special day. It's day one. So we're going to lay down the foundation for what it is that we're here to do and some of the things that we are attempting to accomplish. It's a 60-day journey to healing, transformation, and self-discovery. The structure of each day will be a quote of the day, which is grounding wisdom to set the tone, a guided question, which is an invitation to reflect honestly and deeply, a space to write, room for your truth to unfold, and the hero's note or affirmation, which is a reminder of your strength and healing. Welcome to the Hero's Journal. You hold in your hands more than just a journal. This is a mirror, a roadmap, a companion for the journey you've been avoiding but always knew you needed to take. When I wrote my memoirs, Gotta Laugh to Keep From Crying, I didn't start living until I thought I was dying. I ripped open wounds I had buried for decades. I laughed when I wanted to cry. I smiled and I was screaming inside. And I survived in silence because I thought that's what strength looked like. But real strength doesn't come from silence. It comes from telling the truth. Even when your voice shakes, it comes from facing the past, not running from it. It comes from healing the wounds you thought you had to carry forever. This journal is your chance to do the same. Over the next 60 days, you're going to step into your own hero's journey. Not the one from the movies or fairy tales, but the one that starts with your pain, your fears, your memoirs, your love, your laughter, your tears. Here's the truth. Heroes aren't the people who never fall. Heroes are the ones who fall 1,000 times but find the courage to get back up. Bloodied but wiser, scarred but stronger. If you've ever laughed to hide the tears, carried trauma like a second skin, or wondered if you ever feel free, this journal is for you. This isn't easy work. It's not supposed to be, but it's worth it. And remember, in the end, the hero always wins. All right? So we want to use this to kind of set the tone to let you know this is not going to be easy work. This is not going to be one of those challenges you gloss over. Some of you are going to start this journey and it's going to trigger some things in you and you're going to have to put it down. And that's okay, because these videos will always be up for you can get back on track to finish your hero's journey. All right? Here's how to use the journal. Commit to 60 days. Healing takes time. Set aside at least 15 minutes a day to write, reflect, and be honest. If you don't need perfect, let me say this again, you don't need perfect handwriting or perfect answers, just raw honesty. Follow the journal in phases. The journal is built on the hero's journey. You'll move through phase one. The journey begins facing your roots and environment. Phase two, a call to adventure, identifying life-shaping moments. Phase three, crossing the threshold, confronting fears. Phase four, trials and battles, wrestling with trauma and inner demons. Phase five, transformation, build a new sense of self. And phase six, return with wisdom, stepping into your healed, heroic life. Each phase has a daily quote designed to guide you. Be honest, even when it hurts. Some days, this will feel heavy. You might revisit moments you'd rather forget, but healing doesn't happen on the surface. It happens when we dig deep. Trust yourself. Write without censoring. Use the space freely. Each day has questions and affirmations, but this is your journal. Doodle, write, poetry, draw diagrams, whatever helps you express what words alone can't. Look for patterns. As you write, pay attention to recurring themes, fears, memories, lessons. That's where your healing lives. End each session with gratitude. Even if you wrote through tears, take one moment each day to acknowledge your courage. Write down one thing you're grateful for, even if it's just the fact that you showed up. And lastly, return anytime. This is not a one and done journey. Healing is layered. After 60 days, come back, revisit prompts, add new insights. Let the journal grow within you. Remember, you are not writing for anyone else. You are writing to meet yourself. The parts of you you've hidden, the parts of you you've lost, and the parts of you that you are waiting to have reborn. So allow us to begin. The first 10 days is phase one, the journey begins. The goal, face your roots, home, and early wounds. Each day in this phase invites the group to honor where we came from, to look honestly at early environments, and to begin meeting the inner child who's still waiting to be seen. So I ask the question, who were you before the pain? Before trauma, there was innocence. Before survival, there was simply living. These were the simpler times for us. I need you to write about the version of you before life got heavy. Who brought you joy? What made you feel safe? And this is the hero's note. I honor the child I once was. They are still inside me, waiting to be loved. Now, this is a very important aspect of what we're doing because we're trying to go to the foundation of things. We're trying to go to a point where we can remember when life was innocent, life was great, life was fun. And then there is always, not to skip ahead, a traumatic moment or a sense of traumatic things that took place that kind of stayed with us, and they trigger memories of, you know, bad times. And when we trigger these things, they secrete something within our DNA, within our blood, that harbor negative feelings or feelings of fear. All right? And so we want to talk about that. What do you remember most vividly about your younger self? My memory goes back to 2 and 3 years old, and I can remember so much of what was going on vividly. And children have great memories until those memories are juxtaposed and jumbled with responsibilities and life as it is presented to us. What made you laugh or feel alive before life happened? Well, I'm putting life in parentheses because life begins in the womb, so to speak. But, you know, those early innocent things, I want you to kind of reflect on some of that. Where can you see glimpses of that child in who you are today? What memories or things remind you of those great times growing up when you really didn't have a care in the world? You know, I think that's important. Today is about remembering, not reliving pain, but rediscovering joy. That child within you is not lost, only waiting for attention. Speak to them kindly. They've always been your truest self. And you understand, if you go to receive therapy, a lot of times they'll try to bring you back in your subconscious mind to those early, early days before something triggered it or made you unhappy. And that's done on purpose as a way to get you to be or get to that earliest point of self that really mattered. And I think that's very, very important that we deal with that. You know, today we start at the beginning, not at our story, but of our soul, the beginning of our soul. Before the world handed you responsibility, before anyone taught you to fear or shame, there was just you, the unfiltered, joyful, curious version of you, the one who didn't yet know what pain meant, the one who simply existed. I want you to take a breath and imagine that version of yourself, maybe, you know, 3-4 years old, maybe 10, maybe a teenager. See them in your mind. What are they doing? Are they playing, dancing, dreaming, laughing? Maybe they're outside barefoot, twirling in the sun. Or maybe they're just inside building something. Imagine in a world where anything is possible. Imagination is so important for us because we dream. There are no limits on our imagination. We could be anything we want to be. And I remember my mother even telling me, whatever you want to do, just be the best at it. And so as a child, you know, you didn't have limitations. You didn't have people telling you what you couldn't do. Everything as a child was about what you can do. And I miss those days. And we're going to have to go back to those days in our mind as we begin to restructure on this hero's journey, who we were and who we are and who we will be. Before the world got heavy, that version of you had needs, and those needs were simply safety, love, connection, and belonging. Somewhere along the way, those needs may have been interrupted. But that child hasn't disappeared. They're still there, just waiting for you to notice them again. Today isn't about fixing them. It's about remembering them, about reconnecting with the innocence that still lives in you. So as you journal today, write from their perspective. Ask them questions. What made you laugh uncontrollably? Who made you feel safe? This is how the healing is going to begin, all right? Not by rushing forward, but by looking back with love. The little one inside has been waiting for your attention. Trust me, your kindness, your care. As today you say to them, I see you, I remember you, I love you. And as a closing encouragement, the child you were still lives within you, and it's never too late to give them the safety they needed. Begin this journey with compassion for them and for yourself. And this is a very, very important aspect of what we're talking about, because so much has happened in life, so much continues to happen, and we get lost a lot in who we're supposed to be, so to speak, or who society wants us to be. And all we want to be is safe and happy. And we're chasing, especially in this era of social media, you know, there are so many false narratives around people and their agendas that we tend to lose a bit of self. With all of the AI technology coming on, trying to get you to use less of your spiritual and natural capabilities and rely on things outside of yourself. And so this 60-day journey, my goal is to get back to the foundational things that make me happy, the foundational things that they bring me joy, the foundational things that I can build a future on. And so I want you to have that time to think about that as you write in your journal, you know what I'm saying, and breaking down, you know, those things that are important. And ask yourself, what are you grateful for today? Not back then. What are you grateful for today? All right? I honor the child I once was. They're still living inside of me, waiting to be loved. Okay? And so spend time with self, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it takes, so that you can go deep, deep inside. And like I said, we're not trying to heal ourselves today. We're trying to just say, I see you. I see you. And that's important, because if you look at your children today, more than anything else, you know what they want? They want to be seen. Mommy, look at me. Look at this dance move. Daddy, look at this. And sometimes we get caught up in the world, because life be lifing. But the child just wants to be seen. There's a certain specific energy when you pay your undivided attention to them. It galvanizes them on levels that you couldn't even imagine. So we're going to go inward and find that little child, that little person that's inside of us. And we're simply going to say, I see you. I see you. Trust me, I see you. And I want to give you the attention that maybe I didn't give you when we were in alignment as one, and now I have become someone else. And this is, like I said, just day one of 60 challenges, 60 affirmations, 60 mini missions that we are going to be on. Again, this book was inspired by my new memoirs, You Gotta Laugh to Keep from Crying. I didn't start living until I thought I was dying. It is, you can order it now on Amazon or pre-order it. It will come out officially on November 25th. But I need your support. Go get it now, because it matters with the algorithms. And I would love to have an Amazon bestseller with this, because I feel it's worth it. It is my roadmap on how I dealt with triumph, pain, drug abuse, addiction, domestic violence, and so many other things to become the man I am today. You know what I mean? And so it inspired this journal. If you do not have this official journal, you can go to shopurbanx.com and order the official 60-day journal. It's going to come with a beautiful velvet bag. It's going to come with some sticky notes. It's going to come with some bookmarks. It's going to come with a beautiful pen that you can write with. All the tools that you need are going to be there for you. If not, just pull out a pen and pad and follow along. That's all you need to do. And this, I will be here every morning at 7 a.m. to be with you so that we can get this work done. So with that being said, this is day one, and I will see you tomorrow morning. Take some time, breathe, reflect, write, and go inward and find the inner you, the child, and simply tell them, I see you. Peace.